Mr. Bimbleton.
What?
I don't feel well.
Yeah, neither does Mr. Bimbleton about your capacity to learn solutions and solutes and solvents. So that's where we're at right now.
Your piss is a solvent.
Billy, that's it, Billy. I don't want to hear you talk out again.
It's a very important day because we're going to get to take a look into our Friendly Town education system. Our Friendly Town High School, we have a lot of people at work here working for you. We're working for your kids. Maybe you are the kids. Who knows at this point? We're all here to learn. And I feel the best way to learn that we can is through an open mic format as we introduce people on the stage. So give yourselves a hand for coming out on this Monday night for one. Just a couple of quick things before we go too far in. We have a podcast. We record every show every Monday. It goes up on the I believe we're now part of the Scruffy City. Is it Scruffy Audio Network?
Yes,
the Scruffy Audio Network. We have our own website. We're on Spotify. We're hitting the big leagues. Yes. Ooh and ah to our might. Now we have become more powerful than whatever you can imagine. But right now, what we're going to do here is that, for the most part, I'm Principal Hurst. I'm going to be mostly behind the scenes here. People are going to come up, as different periods begin and end. We're going to begin with first period, second period, third period, whatever. We're going to get a glimpse into it. And some of you, if you want to be involved, please feel free. This is definitely audience participation. I don't want to say enforced, it's not enforced, but if you want to, participation is very, very needed. So I'm gonna go back to my post here. Please, while we get everything going on. So please wait for 1 second. Hum some music, if you will. Hello and welcome to another fabulous day at Friendly Town High. As you know, I'm Principal Hurst, and I hope that you all have a mandated wonderful day inside our cold, icy, prison-like walls. Slowly closing in, reminding you of the inevitability of death, and how it not cares who you are. It's icy cold grit. I mean, it will be a slightly 67 degrees on the field, so all you Friendly Town piss goblins better keep warm as you suit up. First of all, we are going to, we need to have Coach Todd head to the lunchroom immediately. Coach Todd, to the lunchroom.
I know what you're all thinking. Why is lunch the first period at Friendly Town High School? Well, I'll tell you. I got this lunch like an hour and a half ago. And I wanted to get to it quick before it got too gross. I think this is as far. Nope, it goes down further. I know what you're probably all thinking. Well, first of all, I should introduce myself. My name is Todd Lewis, but you all can call me Coach Todd.
Lunch.
Or Coach. Or God Emperor Todd. And, you know, you're probably wondering why I'm eating here in the lunchroom instead of the teacher's lounge. And that's because, like, anyone that gets that still calls themselves coach past their, like, you know, 20s, I am still addicted to impressing high schoolers, especially high school girls. Like, not in a creepy way, like I'd never touch them, but, like, you know, not like the English teacher that likes baseball so much that's like sleeping with half of his sophomores. You know, but if they wear a low cut, shirt and, like, you know, ask me for a ride home after practice, I just feel good about myself for a week or two, you know. But they're so easy to impress. Yeah, they're even impressed by my lunch of hot dogs. You know, for me personally, I feel like a failure and a quitter. I feel like anyone that's a teacher is. You know, at some point you wanted to do something else, but you settled on teaching. I teach geography, whatever the hell that is, and I teach the girls' volleyball team. Boy, there's a lot of paper airplanes in the school cafeteria today. It's almost as if, you know, I don't know, that doesn't... You guys could at least be, like, I don't know, committing to your characters better? I don't know. I could probably be committing to my character better.
I don't know, it's not bad.
Not bad for an hour and a half old hot dog. But I mean, the kids are impressed by a lunch like this. And it's like, what kind of a small mind do you have to be to get amused by hot dogs? I mean, like, just to be like, oh, that guy's eating a hot dog. It's so fucking rich. You know, they even get impressed by the Coca-Cola. Because, like, thanks, Obama. I don't know if you know this. But, like, kids now, like, can't even bring sodas in their lunches. Like, if they bring their lunch from home. And it still has to fit, like, the nutritional bullshit. I don't know. I think that's weird. None of that for me, though. They're always saying, how many hot dogs is Coach Todd going to eat? A bunch of morons. I feel like the hot dog's kind of like the food of failures, you know, like, you know, like you're too old to have the cheeseburger and you don't deserve the chicken dinner and you're not adventurous enough to eat the breakfast burrito, like for dinner. You know, I had a dream once, but not anymore. You know, I'm the volleyball coach. I don't even know the fucking rules. But it's an extra $50 a week. We haven't won a game in 3 years. I just try to make the girls feel good about themselves. No one, they're the only people that make me feel good about myself. You know, I've got a family. You know, I've got a wife. She's always throwing these parties without asking me about it. And, you know, you like to think you're the part of a team, you know, but then, like, you know, she's throwing a big party. She doesn't even ask who I'd like to invite. Just kind of throws it. Doesn't even really ask me if I want to be a part of it. She doesn't make me feel good, you know, and feel like, you know, people don't appreciate how much I sacrifice. You know, how much of my time I sacrifice to just be here and, like, you know, teach you brats geography and other stuff that you're never going to use. But, you know, like, I mean, who really, like, I mean, we've got the internet. Who needs any of this shit? You can just look it up on your phone.
Yeah.
They let me coach freshman football, which is what I wanted to do. The first game, damn kid kicked the onside kick the wrong way and the other team ran it back for a touchdown. Then they fired me.
They weren't impressed that I'd played quarterback at a Division II school.
They didn't even know what that was. Can't impress adults with that kind of information. They're like, why didn't you go to a real school like Georgia Tech? Don't know what that means.
You got any napkins?
Do you have mustard on you?
I got mystery liquid on me.
Ew.
I'm really not sure what it is. But anyway, I'm gonna get going to go sit in my truck in my garage at home listening to Deep Purple until that sweet embrace comes. Bye, everybody.
The cafeteria staff is reminded not to leave any hummus out overnight, as that is how we lost the break room the first time. Any teacher suspiciously smelling like hummus should be reported immediately to the Friendly Town Alien and Paranormal Investigation Narcs, FAPIN. For second period, we'll do, we have one more announcement. With the Friendly Town Junior City Council meetings, please report to the cafeteria. We have a member of a real city council here to mock your bold, idealistic visions. Friendly Town High, giving you the heartbreak of adulthood as a kid. Yeah, I think we own them. I think we're good. Anyway, Mr. Bibbleton, can you please report to your second period class? Mr. Bibbleton, please report to your second period class.
I don't want to hear any more back talk. All right, come out with us. One more paper airplane. Someone's getting attention. All right? You want that? You don't want that? Who drew this on the board, huh? You think it's funny? Cash bar? There's no cash bar. It's a classroom. I don't even have any water. It's going to take forever to wipe this off. Anyway, all right, class, I'm Mr. Bimbleton. Today we're going to learn about chemistry, particularly solutions. So what we're going to do, Billy, you're late. Billy, you're tardy. You're 2 minutes late to class. That's tardy. That means you're going to get a tardy slip. All right, so sit down, Billy. Yeah, in the back, a little goblin. All right, anyway.
Solutions. Here's some gas for you, Mr. Bimbleton.
If you got gas, you're welcome to see the nurse in the infirmary, but otherwise I'm going to have you to keep quiet. Solutions are made out of two parts, all right? You got a solute. Somebody needs to put away their phones, because we can't listen and rock out at the same time. It takes too many concentration. I like rocking like anybody. Mr. Bimbleton used to rock back in his day.
Mr. Bimbleton.
What?
I don't feel well.
Yeah, neither is Mr. Bimbleton about your capacity to learn solutions and solutes and solvents. So that's where we're at right now. That's it, Billy. I don't want to hear you talk out again. You're disrespectfully coming to my class late. You think, Billy, you just think you're the king of the class? Well, you're not, all right? I'm the king by decree of the emperor, a.k.a. Principal Hurst. Unless you want to talk to him, I suggest you behave yourself. So a solvent...
You still have a queen if your wife didn't leave you.
Jezebel, you take that back. Jezebel's a sweet flower and I regret every minute I don't have with her. You don't know what it's like to lose anything, bucko, alright? You think you just come in here and crack a joke and it doesn't matter, alright? Mr. Bimbleton's felt loss, he's felt pain. Anyway. Billy, you don't have to go to the bathroom. We both know you burned your dick off on your mom's stove last week, horsing around in the kitchen. You're just going to have to see it, Billy. I don't believe you right now. And everyone else think they got to go to the bathroom unless you can show me some pre-drip or some pre-smudge. I'm not approving anything. See, the solvent dissolves the solute. See, so you got your solvent. And then inside of the solvent, it could be a liquid, it could be a substrate, it doesn't matter.
Inside of it.
You put your solvent in it first, it's solid, but then, who threw that? You threw it with your hand up, you agree to it, okay, bucko? That's right, Bledsoe, Billy, Ballenheimer, Mr. Bad Boy, Big Man. You're gonna throw an airplane. All right, that's it. You kids, you don't give a rip. Mr. Bimbleton tried to come here and teach you chemistry so you can learn how to dissolve solutions, and you don't even care. You just want to keep flipping around. You just want to keep horsing off, and you don't even care. And it just, dadgummit, it stings my buns. Mr. Bimbleton not having it. What's it gonna take, huh, to calm you kids down? Can you put the hormones on hold for a second? Huh? Just 1 minute.
Pizza party.
Pizza party.
Pizza party. Pizza party. Pizza party.
Well, all right, come back here. You just can't walk out of the clock. All right, I'm going to need to call. I'm going to... Who's passing notes now? Oh, let me guess. Little Sal, I'd like to meet you behind the bleachers and see if we can't... Mr. Bim, what the? Well, I don't understand that last word. S-U-X, it's not a word. There's no. Mr. Bimbleton, I don't. Mr. Bimble, it says Bimble Bleep. Who called me Mr. Bimble Bleep? What? You. Listen, what Mr. Bimbleton does in the privacy of his own home is between him and his ex-wife, Jezebel. All right, you dang kids, that's all you want to do is play around. Billy's out in the hallway doing who knows what. I'm not going out there after him. They don't pay me enough.
Sorry, Mr. Bimbleton, I swear.
Billy, I'm down. Listen, Billy!
You just lay down in the clock on the chair like it's a bed.
I got a cold migraine. Mr. Bimbleton's gonna sit down. Kids, just do your quiz homework until Mr. Bimbleton feels better. Mr. This is ridiculous. I didn't go to school to be disrespected.
You gonna cry in your car after school again?
Why are you such a mean boy? Class is just me.
The Friendly Town High School Drama Club invites you to a special presentation of 50 Cent, Get Rich or Die Trying, the musical. Get your hustle and your flow on to the ticket counter today. Now, please, Senor Mendoza, please report to the Spanish classroom. Senor Mendoza.
Hola! Gracias por el aplauso. ¿Qué es ese? Un avión. Un avión de papel. Bueno, bienvenido a la clase de español. Y yo soy señor Mendoza. Y puedes ver que hablamos español. Hablemos español aquí en la clase de español. Bueno. Y estoy bebiendo. Sí, ¿por qué no? Estoy bebiendo un Shinerbach, pero... Creo que sería más apropiado si debería beber una Tecate. Un Tecate, por favor. ¿Sí? Un Tecate, por favor. Oh, no. Oh, no. Es un estilo antiguo. No es un Tecate, es un estilo antiguo. Quisiera un Tecate, por favor. Por mantener carácter. Tengo que mantener mi carácter. Voy a pagarte más, más tarde. Gracias. Un chico muy malo.
¡Viva la revolución!
¡Cállate! ¡Cállate todos! Bueno, yo voy a... Ahora... Ahora... ¡Cállate! ¡Cállate! ¡Cállate todos! Ahora vamos a... Vamos a aprender cómo hablar español. Bueno, un poquito sobre... Yo, mi... mi clicker no funciona. Ah, aquí. Bueno, las tres reglas de la clase. La primera regla, siempre participar. Bueno. Dos, siempre dar respeto a tus compañeros de la clase. Respeto a todos. Y tres, no soy esa hombre. Era despedido de su trabajo el FAP TV Español o el FAP TV. Pues no me preguntes sobre el incidente. No me preguntes sobre el incidente. Yo no sé nada sobre el incidente. Bueno, cállate. ¡Cállate! Yo no sé, porque yo no soy esa hombre.
Tu madre.
Hijos de puta. Bueno, nuestra lección, su nombre. Aprender, cállate, en español. Vamos. A primer, yo digo, ¿cómo te llamas? Y tú respondas. Responde con su nombre. Me llamo, ¿qué? Por ejemplo, señor. Por favor, ayúdame. Yo sé. Yo digo, ¿cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? Responda, por favor.
Me llamo constipado.
Muy agradecido, constipado. Muy agradecido para conocerte, constipado. Bueno. ¿Cómo te llamas, señor? Diga como eso. Bueno, muy agradecido, encantado, Clinton. Muy bien, Clinton. Ahora vamos a aprender los días de la semana. Repita, por favor. Domingo.
Domingo.
Lunes.
Lunes.
Martes.
Martes.
Miércoles.
Miércoles.
En inglés, miércoles es Wednesday. Y entonces, jueves. Viernes. Y el último día de la mañana, sábado, sábado, sábado. Oh, no puedo mantenerla. Yo soy el hombre que robé mucho dinero de FAP TV Español. Yo soy ese hombre. Fue regalado de mi trabajo en FAP TV Español. Univision FAP TV. Ay, ay, perdóname.
Would the student who mentioned El Incidente to Senor Mendoza please report themselves to the principal's office? Thank you. This is a friendly reminder to everyone that the Friendly Town High School improv troupe does not exist. If you see anyone responding to questions with the words yes and, please report them to the Friendly Town Alien and Paranormal Investigation NARCs. FAPIN immediately. Please double check that they are not members of the Friendly Town High School ska band, because they may look similar. For Mr. Van Landingham, please report to your classroom immediately, Mr. Van Landingham.
All right, hey, my name is Daryl Julian Patrick Van Landingham. Good morning, Vietnam! I teach sociology and economics here at Friendly Town High School. I've been teaching for 39 years. I'm no longer allowed to smoke in the building, but I was teaching when you were allowed to smoke in the building. So now I just hold my cigarettes and I sniff them. Remind me of the good old days. I was a teacher at Friendly Town back when the teacher lounge was one big old Me Too, you know? Where you get away, like, I quit. Like I said, I quit on my volunteer work when they said I couldn't smoke in the building. Now I just, sometimes I let my gorter smoke right here. Okay, whatever. So I teach sociology. I use the Socratic method. Use the Socratic method only. Who here thinks that rape is a natural condition of mankind? Tyler Sonicson, you've got a victim. You've got a victim. There's nobody around. What do? You rape him. Do you know that there's cultures that don't have a word for bestiality? Why?
What's bestiality?
Sex with animals.
What's sex?
Can you explain? Okay, I'm gonna need three volunteers! Todd! Todd, I need you! I need two more volunteers! I need volunteers! If you don't volunteer, I'm gonna call you by name.
What's right?
Can I get three volunteers? Three volunteers to explain. All right, we got 10. Two volunteers will work. You two right here. You two. Three would be better, but two works. Okay, hold on. You're gonna stay right here. My students need to quit drinking in class! But it's okay. If I can't smoke, you can't drink. Okay, here we go. You're gonna stand right here. This is about sociology. Sociology, neuroscience, economics of cigarettes. I'm gonna need you to stand. Nope! You need to stand right here. Okay? And you're gonna do like a 45 degree angle from your nope, that's a 90. Okay, I appreciate your okay? And then you're gonna be right here. There we go. Right here. Nope, a little back, a little more you're straight. No, there we go. And Todd, I'm gonna need you to take a break from teaching geography to help me out. Never mind. Alright? And this hot dog is gonna go right like this. This is a dendrite. Alright? And you're a saxon? And this right here is the neurotransmitters. You're a neurotransmitter. So like if Todd has an emotion, what emotion do you have?
Hunger.
Alright? So then Todd's gonna he's gonna touch the saxon, and the in here is your dopamines and your
more dopes in the truck.
And then, and then it goes. So, and then you're gonna tell her that you're hungry!
I'm hungry.
Woo! Thank you, volunteers! Neurotransmitters! Everybody's a neurotransmitter. Your mom's a bitch, Todd. Your mom's a. I had her as a student!
Have some paper later.
I had her as a student. Get off these. Which mine's are these? It's okay! I'm not like Mr. Pimbleton. I can take your shit. Been here 39 years. You know we used to have intercoms? You know why we don't have intercoms anymore? I ripped them off the walls. Yeah, Mr. Pimbleton. All right. Woo. Yeah. What else? Did I have a list of jokes I was going to tell? I don't remember. This is my bar money for later. Do I hear a fire alarm? Do I hear somebody making the noise of a fire alarm for me? That's a fire alarm. It's a fire alarm. Okay, so everybody, is this what you would do in a fire? Is this what you would do in a fire? In a real fire? Okay, I'm gonna say, I say piss, you say goblins, piss!
You're a goblin!
Piss!
Goblin!
I say piss, you say goblins, piss!
Goblin!
Piss!
Goblin!
G-O-B!
M-I-S!
economics and sociology. I don't have a degree. And the community college told me that was a problem. Anyway, thank you for participating in the fire drill. I hope to see you. Hope to see you improve. And if you remember anything from sociology, it's that the human mind is really simple, and you can learn it in high school.
Mr. Bentley Denham, I would like to warn you that the warrant has been reissued for you. So please be advised that this is your one warning. A couple of more announcements for the afternoon. We gotta find the announcement here. Somewhere. I swear, secretary put them in here. All right. Whoever drew his nutsack on the announcements, please also report to the principal's office. Thank you. Also, will the student council member in charge of putting Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day into every year-end video, please report to the AV room. Your skills are required. Dr. Subs, do too? Could you please report to AP Fully Evasion? Dr. Subs, do too.
Hey, I'm Dr. Substitute. This is a part of the transformative. That's one, two, not twos. Two. Okay, good. Dr. Substitute, not a substitute. I'm a doctor named Substitute. This is, I teach AP Bully Evasion as a part of the new transformative schools program so that we can give students the tools that they need to escape when all seems lost. All right, so, I'm going to need three volunteers, but I'm going to pick them myself. Okay. You, sir. You, Dr. Bimbleton. Mr. Bimbleton. I'm a Spanish teacher who I... Mr. Mendoza.
Señor Mendoza, see.
And the warrant. I'm not sure if you work here.
Oh,
all right. So, everyone, Dr. Substitute, the reason why they called me was because in college, I made my own major, and the focus was evasion of bullies. Yes, because I knew that there was a problem coming. And if you can tell, I have wonderful self-esteem because years of being bullied has built up my inner resilience. So that's where I get all my strength from. So this is AP Bully Evasion, where I'm going to give you the tools needed to survive this harsh hormonal. Saw that? You saw how I evaded that? Because I know all the tips and tricks and techniques. Now, this is an AP class, so you will be qualified for an entire semester of college if you pass the exam after the class. If you fail, though, you automatically start off $10,000 in debt. So leave now if you want to. So,
$10,000. Que es muy, muy dinero.
Muy,
mucho
muy,
dinero.
Mucho dinero, yes, sir. All right, so...
Sí, este hombre comprendado.
We're going to go over my technique that I personally use to evade bullies as an adult in this harsh world. We're going to need two victims, one potential bully. All right, so my technique is called the Effie technique. Eyes fall, fetal yell. And this is how it starts. You see a bully approaching your way. Take pretend steps there, Mr. Mendoza. Pretend step. A bit back. Pretend steps. You and your friend are walking down the hallway. You've been approached by this bully before. What you want to first do is use eye contact to look at each other to notify each other that you've seen the bully. So now you look at the bully. Now, this is where things get tricky. You want to take your eyes and lure the bully to one or the other. He cannot take both of you, so one has to be sacrificed. All right, so you're walking. Bully, who have you chosen?
Quiero que gritar a shout. I think I'm gonna hit this guy.
Hit this guy. All right. So, thank you, Mr. Mendez.
Yo voy a pegar este hombre.
Other guy, you gonna run get help. So you've been attacked by the bully. Fall. Fetal position. Get in the fetal position. All right. So if the bully is still aggressive, Now, that is the least of your worries. What you have to do or use your words to try to understand what's going on in the bully's life to make them want to beat you up right now. Hopefully, it happens within a short amount of time as your friend has gone to go get help. Hopefully, the geography teacher will assist us if he's not eating any more hot dogs. So, the yelling portion comes in as... As you're being pummeled, you yell nice things to the bully. Hey, how was your day?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you? Yes.
How was your nice beard?
Oh, and the dumbass cop, Mr. Todd.
You look good from this angle.
Some kid told me there were hot dogs here.
As an adult.
Hey, hey, are you Dr. Substitute?
Yeah, we're actually going through the bully evasion class.
We used to beat the shit out of you every day before football practice.
Wow!
I mean, I mostly watch because that was the quarterback.
No, hey, it's made me the teacher I am today. I've passed on the lessons I've learned to our posterity, you know?
Failure and looking weak, I see.
Yeah, I'm teaching them the fetal position right now.
Yeah, what you really need to do is get a pickle. Do you got a pickle? If you're going to bully correctly, you need a pickle. Never forget that, kids.
Okay.
If you're going to bully correctly, you're going to need a pickle. Also, a rock or hammer also helps out. Just anything that's scary.
No, not angle, no.
As a responsible...
What about a hot dog and steak fries? Do you have that? Do you know the way to the library? That's the way to the library?
Si.
Okay.
Por qué no? Joder. I got it.
Yeah, that's pretty good, but the problem with that is...
You should run away.
Yeah, yeah. So
and that's how you do it, folks. He's escaped. And yes.
¿A dónde fue?
So, it all comes down to if there's enough commotion, you can get to class safely. And, you know, live to get into the fetal position another day. That's all I got. Dr. Substitute, 1-2.
Sorry about
two
your
twos.
Wife, Dr. Substitute.
He's joking. He's joking. He went up for principal job. You're joking, right?
Couple more announcements for the afternoon. Will the Friendly Town High Anime Club just stop? Just stop. Stop it all. Just stop. Also, the Friendly Town High School esports team would like to remind you that video game consoles are only for electronic sport usage only. Will the person who logged into the PlayStation Network as SexFucker420 please report to the principal's office immediately? For the final period, can we get Professor Sean into the... is this right? The potion-making room? Professor Sean to
there
the
will be no
potion
one-waving or silly incantations in this class. As such, I do not expect many of you to appreciate the subtle science and exact art of potion making. However, for those select few who possess the predisposition, I can teach you how to bewitch the mind and ensnare the senses, how to brew glory and bottle fame, and even put a stopper on death. However, there may be some of you who feel that you are in possession of such formidable abilities that you do not feel that you need to pay attention.
How do we put a stopper in this guy's mouth?
Mr. Lewis, our new celebrity. Tell me, Mr. Lewis, what would I get if I combined powdered Flaming Hot Cheetos with an infusion of Monster Energy Max?
Dirt bike trick.
Don't know. Okay, let's try again. Tell me, where would I look if I were in search of a friendly stone? And what is the difference between Diet Coke and Coke Zero Sugar? Pity. Clearly, fame isn't everything, Mr. Lewis.
What gallery is the difference?
Today, I will be testing your potion knowledge. This is a practicum. I do not tolerate willy waggling or nilly billing. Mr. Bibbleton, get your feet on the stage. Because...
I don't know if you know, but some kids drew a ding-a-ling on your chalkboard back there. They got to be vigilant. They'll get you.
No ding-a-linging! Mr. Bibbleton, because you are the weakest in the potions class, I will let you choose your potion-making opponent.
Why do they keep making me take the classes here? I'm already a teacher.
You will take the class until you are no longer weak. You are spineless, and there is no potion on the face of this planet which can make you unlike that.
That's what Jezebel used to say.
Choose your opponent, and we shall see if you will ever graduate this class before you turn 50 in 2 years.
Is that table mayor? Is that my opponent?
No, it is the canvas upon which you will test your potion-making skills.
Oh, my table mayor! I guess I'll make him on the table mayor then. All right, what's...
Choose your opponent from the class.
Oh, I get to check him out there.
You're the weakest, so therefore we have to give you some advantage.
Old Billy's... Pick. Can't find Billy, little son of a bitch. He's hiding, so...
Doctor Substitute
2. That's...
The strongest student. The stupidest choice you could have made.
Hopefully,
before you, I will place a variety of magical ingredients from which you will make the correct potion which I request from you. Then at the end of it, to test your metal, every one of us will test the potions.
Where'd you get all that confiscated from the teacher's lounge? Because I took a bunch of candy from the kids earlier, and they're not supposed to have stuff like this. If you get caught with this in the...
These would be amazing as goodie bags for students who haven't been having the best day.
You get them all hopped up on the sugar. See here, this thing, the Y3, you'll get them. You give a kid that, he won't stop spinning. You can't.
You're so old.
Silence. Make a potion which would be used to treat the injuries of someone who tried to smoke a stick of dynamite like a cigar, like they do in the cartoons. You have 30 seconds.
I mix the cold Doritos and the hot Cheetos, make like an icy hot, something like that.
How much time is left? Teach.
15 seconds.
You should have unwrapped the damn Starburst. It's not fair, just having it.
I am not here to hold your hand, Beavenbottom. I would recommend not using all the hummus. I have a feeling it will come up in the next potion.
I can't get my sweetest fish out.
No excuses for weakness. I can see into your mind, and it is disgusting.
That's bubbling something fierce there, I tell you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down your ingredients. Step away. Baby Bottom, Explain your potion.
Alright, so, like I said before, I crushed up Hot Cheetos and Cooler Ranch Doritos and make like an icy hot combination, which I melded together with the acidic solvent. If you'd been paying attention in class earlier, present in every Monster Energy drink, which we know is made out of pure gasoline. So after I mixed those two things, I added a two Doritos and a handful of Swedish Fish for flavor to wash it down.
Now, test your concoction. Spread the love, come on.
Oh, hold on now, this ain't a party I ain't come to get involved in.
The gasoline flavor of the Monster Energy, I feel like, really just takes over. Needing more sweet things.
Mr. Stumpster 2.
Teachers don't get paid enough for this.
Explain your potion.
Well, I like to think about how the Skittles represent all of the different kinds of people just coming together for a nice, good flavor. So I put that at the bottom. And I skipped the ramen and went straight to the sauce because I know that it would flavor the Skittles. And the hummus is nice, and like the hummus was like, you put it on there, and then it becomes like a bumpy puree. So I made sure to get that all mixed up together. And then I poured some of this melayella in there. And using the ramen brick as a stirring utensil, I mixed it all together because what's better than diversity? Nothing, which I'm all about as the AP bully evasion specialist on this. Yeah. You gotta take the ramen out and bite into it to really get the flavor.
Mr. Bibbon-Bottom.
Tastes like a Clamato.
Taste what a real potion master can do. What you have created was a super magical laxative. You fail yet again. Mr. Stubby 2, you have won this first round. Enough! This next potion is for all the marbles. Mr. Bibbon-Bottom, if you lose this one, you go back to the 7th grade in potions.
If ramen made a soda, this is the closest it'd get to it, if anyone wants to taste this.
For your final examination, make me a potion that will counteract the effects of hummus poisoning. You have 45 seconds. Mr. Lewis.
Sometimes when you're mixing certain kinds of chemicals, kids, you want to use a good stirring rod because otherwise it'll...
Slowly. That will produce an explosion if you do it too quickly. There you go.
Sorry, I ate my stirring rod. I can't get the back. Damn Clinton got... Mr. Substitute got all the damn... Got Coke on the Sour Patch Kid.
You have 15 seconds to complete your potions.
The outside tastes like ramen noodles.
Potion chefs, you should be plating your potions now.
Or it'd be more like cupping.
Mr. Bibbon-Bottom, do not try humor. It is neither your strong suit nor destined for your face.
I feel like this is just the same thing as the last one. I don't know.
5, 4, 3, 2. one and one half. One. Zero. Step away from your potions. Bib and Bottom, explain yourself.
Well, like I said, I'm a little hair of the dog. I threw some hummus back in there because you got to know where you came from. And then I got a Diet Coke because I know it's a poison and not a hangover, but sometimes, you know, just a little Diet Coke make everything feel normal again, make the spinning stop. And then about that time, you start to think about why Jezebel left. But after that, I went for what I always like to eat after I've had my Diet Coke, which is cheesy Doritos. So it puts some of those in there, just all kind of all. It's not so much a potion, like it's more of a smoothie, but I think it would kind of, I think it would get the trick done, get me through the morning anyway.
Mr. Subitu, explain your potion.
Well, you know, like high school, sometimes you gotta try something new. And I just made something that reflects me. Put a little Coke in there, some pretzels in there to add saltiness. You know, back in the day, my older relatives would put peanuts in their Coca-Cola, so I was inspired by that. And, you know, I put a little garnish of hummus around the rim because, you know, sometimes it's tough to get to that inside because you got to protect those, you know, you got to protect that outside, you know. So we're just about opening up here. But I'll take that first swig, so, you know, get this party started. Yeah, you really taste that hummus.
It smells bad. How do you make it taste so bad?
I was wrong. They'll open up to people.
Mr. Buzzy Bibbum, your potion is perfect. If we were dealing with a hummus overdose and not a hummus poisoning, your potion would have killed someone with hummus poisoning. Adding the hummus directly to the solvent like you did. You, sir, are going back to potion 7th grade. You'll be lucky if you learn how to mix Kool-Aid next year.
I'll be stuck in there with Billy. He's a nightmare.
He deserves to give you wedgies every day. You deserve it.
I know.
Mr. Substitute, know what you had to do. You rinsed the glass with the hummus. Never added directly to it. Congratulations. You have been named Master Potion Master. Congratulations, Mr. Substitute. Get out of my face, you shame. You shame.
Nerd. Go home, nerd.
Go home, nerd.
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 Nerd self. What do nerds do? Go home like you.
Yes. Yeah. Nerd. Bunch of nerds.
Your mustache is a nerd, too. Nerd stash.
Oh, that's very chickeny. Oh.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mr. Substitute, again.
No problem, man.
Anything for the kids. Substitute loves the kids. Nobody likes Trick Daddy?
That concludes the end of the day for Friendly Town High School. Just for the afternoon, the Friendly Town Piss Goblins pep rally against Amigovania Chupa Draculas will be at 2:30 in the gymnasium. Once again, you were reminded to not steal the mascot. Do not steal the Chupa Dracula. They dissipate in sunlight and are very bitey. Report all infections to the Friendly Town Alien and Paranormal Investigation Narcs. Fappen.
And thus, we have concluded. Holy hell, you guys got. Anyway.
Food fight!
very delicious dust. What you have just experienced here is why we need public education funding at Friendly Town. You can see here, as principal of this beloved school, I believe in us. I believe in the future generations of us as we appear before us, like lovingly holding hand in hand before here with the food fight. And I think they ran out of food, actually, so I have all the food up here. Thank you.